Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another episode of Weekdays with Murph. Well, it is Emmy's time again, so that means it's our annual, third annual, which is crazy, Daytime Emmy Prenoms show. They came out this past Wednesday, so naturally we have to have a show about it because that's what we do. So I've got Cody here. I'm not going to call him the bane of my existence, even though that's what's written in this description that he wrote for me. So we're here.
But I was going to run studio. But...
yes, I'm running studio. And so I have the description, and I can see all the lovely things he writes about me in there. Yep. Anyway, so we're going to run down the prenoms, and then who we think should be on the nominations list, the top five from each category, and then who we think will come out as the winner or who we want personally to win. Like, I'm not being objective. I'm going to say, like, straight up, I want this person to win. So, I mean, y'all know how I feel. Like, I know who I want to win, except for the lead actress, because that's difficult. But anyway, so we are ready to go, and it's probably going to take the full 45 minutes, like always. Well, even though Kathy's not here, it still will. Kathy's out of town on a camping trip, so she's missing the third annual prenom show, but she'll be here for our third annual nomination show.
Yep.
Okay, so let's get started. We'll start with lead actress, because that's the hardest and the first on the list. So I'm going to read the nominations, and Cody's going to give his choices and winner. Or actually, give your choices. I'll give my choices, and then we'll both pick our winner. Let's do it like that. That's more fun.
Okay. Yep.
So outstanding lead actress, Tracy Bregman as Lauren on the Young and the Restless. Obviously, I can't talk today. 2 minutes in, and I've already screwed up twice. Eileen Davison as Ashley on the Young and the Restless. Cassie DePaiva as Eve on Days of Our Lives. Melissa Claire Egan as Chelsea on Young and the Restless. Mary Beth Evans as Kayla, Days of Our Lives, refrains from cheering. Finola Hughes as Anna on General Hospital. Kate Mancy as Abigail on Days. Gina Tognoni, I think that's how you say it, that's how we're saying it, as Phyllis on Young and the Restless. Mara West as Ava on General Hospital. And Laura Wright as Carly on General Hospital. All right. Top five. Give it to me.
My top five. In no particular order, okay?
Okay.
Melissa Claire Egan, Finola Hughes, Mara West, Laura Wright, and Gina Tognoni.
Interesting. Good choices. Okay, mine, I am so biased. Well, actually, I'm not biased. I just have strong opinions on the matter. My top five, Cassie DePaiva from Days, Mary Beth Evans, Kate Mancy, Laura Wright, and Finola Hughes. Cassie DePaiva, I don't know. Did you say her?
Mm-mm. I didn't.
Cassie DePaiva plays Eve, and her daughter died, and it's been super dramatic for, like, 6 months, and it's great not to, like, throw off on it. She's super awesome, so I really think she could win, but she's not my winner. But anyway, she could win, but that's not who I think. Okay, who's your winner?
My winner of this category, and it was a tough one. I had to go with a Finola.
So so you want Finola to win. Who do you think will actually win? Because we always do it like that, where we pick.
I want Finola to win. Who I think will actually win? Probably Mara.
Okay. My winner is Finola as well, because Anna Devane stole my heart and ran away with it 2 years ago and still has it. But I think she's so great. And who I think will win, I think that, I don't know. Well, I also want Mary Beth Evans to win because I love her, but I don't know. It's tough between, like, Cassie and Kate Mancy because I feel like both of them could win, but I really see, like, Kate Mancy winning because of that whole Abigail is kidnapped deal. I'm assuming that's what she submitted. Okay.
Probably.
Lead actor. Let's see if I can say all these without a pronunciation problem. Doubtful. We'll try. All right. Maurice Bernard, Sonny on General Hospital. I almost just said Sonny on ABC, and I was like, okay. Because it says it right underneath it. I hate the person that wrote this list. We're not friends anymore. Eric Braeden as Victor on Young and the Restless. Tyler Christopher as Nicholas on General Hospital. Doug Davidson as Paul on Young and the Restless. Billy Flynn as Chad on Days of Our Lives. Anthony Heary as Luke on General Hospital, Justin Hartley as Adam on Young and the Restless, Thornton Kay as Ridge on The Bold and Beautiful, and Christian LeBlanc. Oh, two more. Christian LeBlanc as Michael on Young and the Restless, and Christoph St. John as Neil on the Young and the Restless. That's like a mouthful. Right. Okay, top five.
My top five. Maurice Bernard, Christoph St. John, Tyler Christopher, Tony Geary, and Justin Hartley.
Okay, my top five, Eric Braeden, Maurice Bernard, Tyler Christopher, Anthony Geary, and Billy Flynn. Okay, now who do you want to win and who do you think will actually win?
I had Eric Braeden, but then I switched it with Christoph St. John. But who I want to win and who I think will win, same person, Christoph St. John. Because of that whole storyline with Neil being blind and when all that came out and how mad Neil was about all that,
about
his son sleeping with his wife. So that's my pick.
That changes my... No, it doesn't change my decision, but it's consideration. Okay. Who I think will win? I don't know. I think Anthony Geary will win just because he, retired and there's all this, everybody misses him kind of thing. So I feel like he'll win for his, exit story. Who I want to win? That's hard. I want Tyler Christopher to win because I love him. But realistically, I also want Eric Braeden to win because I like him too. So I think Coney will win. I want Tyler to win. Because,
awesome.
That's how I am.
Awesome.
Okay, supporting actress. We are, knocking this out. It's in 7 minutes. Which is fine. Okay. Outstanding supporting actress. Let's see if I can do this without screwing up because I screwed up the last one too. Laura Lee Bell as Christine on The Young and the Restless. Molly Burnett as Melanie on Days of Our Lives. Jessica Collins as Avery on The Young and the Restless. Judy Evans as Adrienne on Days. Lindsay Godfrey as Caroline on Bold and the Beautiful. Crystal Khalil as Lily on The Young and the Restless. Peggy McKay as Caroline on Days. Sophia Perna says Marissa. See, I screwed up. As on The Young and the Restless. Melissa Reeves as Jennifer on Days. And Kelly Sullivan as Sage on Young and the Restless. Hit me with that top five.
Okay. Jessica Collins, Kelly Sullivan, Crystal Khalil, Sophia Pernas, Lindsay Godfrey.
Interesting. Mine are totally different except for one. Maybe two. Judy Evans, Jessica Collins, Peggy McKay, because she's so cute, I love her, and Melissa Reeves, and Kelly Sullivan.
Awesome.
Okay.
Who I want to win out of this? I want Kelly Sullivan to win because she's a former GHer, obviously. But who I think will
Written
probably
for
take
the home
it.
Team.
Exactly. But who I think will probably take it is either a Jessica Collins or a Crystal Khalil.
Oh, we should mark on your paper who you think and all that stuff. We'll save them and then later we can look back and see how close we were. We'll have a post Emmys discussion show because we always do that too, and we'll, Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who I want to win? That's really hard. I want Judy Evans to win because I don't know. I think she's great. Who I think will win? I think Jessica Collins will win. Also, I kind of want Peggy McKay to win. I'd be happy either way, but I think Jessica Collins will win. Okay. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama. Naturally, it's in a drama. I don't know why I said that. Can you come have one of those days? Okay.
Apparently.
It's a Saturday. Don't judge. Sean Blakemore as Sean on General Hospital. Darren Brooks as Wyatt on Bold. I'm not going to say the whole thing anymore. I'm tired. Steve Burton as Dylan on Y&R. Sean Kerrigan as Ben on Y&R. Brighton James as Devin on Young and the Restless. Why did I say Young and the Restless? Whatever. Wally Kerr on Days. Greg Rickert as Kevin on Young and the Restless. Wally Kerr plays Justin, for those of you that didn't know, since I didn't say that part. Christopher Sean as Paul on Days. Jacob Young as Rick on Bold. And Dom Zamprogna as Dante on General Hospital. I cannot talk today. This is stressful. That's what it is. I'm stressed over having
stressful.
To read everyone's name the correct way. That's what
Lord.
It is.
Okay.
Hit me with those
my top
five.
Dom Dimpronia, Wally Kerr, Bratton James, Jacob Young, and Sean Kerrigan.
Good choices. Actually, we're pretty close this time. I picked Sean Blakemore, Steve Burton, Wally Kerr, Dom Zampronga, and Christopher Sean. And I would just like to point out for the amusement of everyone listening that I accidentally wrote down Wally Kiriakis. Because I was writing, I was talking while I was writing, and I was writing Justin Kiriakis after it, and I wrote it twice. Anyway,
wow.
People are going to have to
put
this show in, like, slow to hear us talk, because I'm, like, sounding like an idiot today. Okay, who do you think will win?
Again, who I think will win and who I want to win are the same person. The Dumbs and Pronya.
Interesting choice. I think Dom will win, but I want either... I don't know. I really like Sean Blakemore, his little thing that I'm assuming he submitted because that's the only thing he probably could have. I really like the idea of Sean Blakemore winning, but I want Wally Kurth to win because I love him so much. All right.
Fair enough.
Like, that's it. Like, I literally have watched one episode of Days of Our Lives where he was Justin and I fell in love, and I have not looked back. And that's been a whole
fair
week.
Enough.
But,
fair enough.
Him, he needs to win. Okay, younger actors in a drama series. Oh, some of these have strange names, so let's hope I can say them all. Not to throw off on anyone's weird name. Well,
but,
wow, Emily, what was wrong with that sentence? Not to throw off on anyone's weird name. Oh, my goodness.
You want me to take over from here?
I got this, but you know what's funny is that this is normally how we act during a recap show, and considering a recap show is normally on Saturday, that's what's wrong with me. All right. If we shut up and hurry, though, we can fit in that, too. So,
right.
That's not my purpose here, but okay. Camilla Banis as Gabby on Days, Lauren Bowles as Sierra. She's the younger Sierra, if you guys don't know, on Days. Ashley Brewer as Ivy on Bold. Rain Edwards as Nicole on Bold. Haley Aaron as Kiki on GH. Kelly Goss as Courtney on Young and the Restless. Cameron Grimes as Mariah on Young and the Restless. Vivian Giovanni, I don't know how you say it, as Sierra on Days. She's the new Sierra, the older one. Olivia Keegan as Claire on Days. Hunter King as Summer on Young and the Restless. Olivia Allen Lind as Faith on Young and the Restless. True O'Brien as Paige on Days. Ashlyn Pierce as Allie on Bold, and Brooklyn Ray Silzer on as Emma on GH.
Okay, that's a lot of prenoms right there.
That is a lot to say.
A top five, Cameron Grimes, Brooklyn Ray Silzer, Kelly Goss, Hunter King, and Ashlyn Pierce.
I'm counting. Hang on. I want to know how many there are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 of them.
Good
That's
Lord.
Why Emily is out of breath. Okay. My top five, Lauren Bowles, the young Sierra on Days. Brooklyn as Emma, because I love her so much. Hunter King as
She's
Summer.
Adorable.
I know. Absolutely. Olivia Keegan and True O'Brien.
Awesome.
Who do you think will win?
Who I think will win, just because of what she's won in the past, Hunter King. I think she'll take it. But
and who do you
who
want,
I want to win?
Win?
Who I want to win, and I think it's time that she got some recognition for the work that she. I put in this past year is a Cameron Grimes.
Good choice. Okay, I think that Hunter King will win. But actually, I really like her, so I'm not like throwing off on that. I think she'll win. I really like her, but I want True O'Brien to win or Brooklyn because she's so cute. Also, isn't this the first year that Brooklyn's even been old enough to be a part of this?
I think so. I think so.
Because she's never been in it in the past, and everybody always talked about how she would win when she was old enough. And I think she's finally old enough. So I really love her. I hope she wins because she is not going to be on GH anymore. So, you know, we should give her some recognition for the... First of all, Robin and Patrick's kid has been through hell, and she did a great job pretending that... Or
yes.
Not pretending, but playing that, because pretending sounds like I'm, like, lessening her skills, but playing that as a kid, so...
Right, I agree.
Outstanding younger actor. Nicholas Bechtel as Spencer on General Hospital, Brian Craig as Morgan on General Hospital, Max Eric as Fenmore on Young and the Restless, Rome Flynn as, how do you say his name, Zenday? I don't know.
Zenday.
On the Bold and Beautiful. Pearson Foad, these people have strange names, I'm so screwed. Pearson Foad as Thomas on Bold and the Beautiful, Connor Colopsis as Chase on Days, sorry
yep.
Chase, but you know what? You should die anyway. Not the actor, the character. James Lastovic as Joey on Days. Jonathan McClendon as Chase on Days. Oh, okay. We're throwing everybody that's ever played the role in here, just like we did the last one. Casey Moss as JJ on Days. Terrell Ransom Jr. as Theo Carver on Days. Taekwon Richmond as TJ on GH. Wow. These kids on Days
was...
are racking up.
That was a tongue twister, wasn't it?
Yes, and you know what's really funny is the fact that I just think it's funny that there's two kids that play Chase in here. Well, not one, one's an adult, but, and then the two
right.
girls that have played Sierra. Like, it would really, I feel like it'd be so offensive if, like, one of them got, like, the
one
younger
went.
Kid or, like, the older.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then you're like, that's offensive, I play her too.
Exactly.
Okay, top five.
Taekwon Richmond, Brian Craig, Casey Miles, Max Eric, and Nicholas Bechtel.
Interesting. I had to see what it was. Noah Galloway favorited my tweet, everyone. Anyway. Okay. Nicholas Bechtel, Brian Craig, James Lastovic, Terrell Ransom Jr., and Taekwon Richmond. Okay, who do you think will win?
Who I think will win... And who I want to win are again, the same person. And I think this show has sorely underused this man, Taekwon Richmond. They have sorely
yeah,
underused him.
He should be
so,
used more because he's actually a really great actor. I swear
exactly
if you said Brian Craig just now, I would have been like, son, he is not underused. okay. Who I want to win? I want James Lastovic to win, but not because I think he's a great actor, even though he is. Mainly because he's Stephen Caleb's kid. Which I know is ridiculous, but he's Stephen Caleb's kid. So, you know what? I want him to win. Who I think will win?
Okay.
I don't know. I think Brian Craig might win. But I really want... I also kind of want Taekwon to win, but I think Brian Craig might win. I don't know. Okay, this is stressful, and I just realized we did all this work. I wrote all this stuff down. I could have printed this page off and highlighted what ones I wanted.
Wow.
I'm an idiot. Anyway, did you do that? Did
okay.
you highlight? Like, did you print it and highlight?
I copied it.
Oh, even... Man, I wrote it by hand. I'm an idiot. I'm gonna print it after this. Teach y'all. Anyway.
So.
Okay.
Wow,
we did a great job. We have 30 minutes to spare, so let's tear up that GH recap really quick.
Now, a time for the omissions and snubs.
Oh, I forgot omissions and snubs. We could be here all day, but that's okay. Go for it.
Okay. I have five omissions and snubs, and it's obviously from a GH because that's the only show
that's
that I
watch.
That's
your story, man.
Exactly. That's
story.
My story. My five glaring omissions and snubs are Jason Thompson, Becky Herbst, Amy Ryland, Kirsten Storms, and Kelly Monaco.
Kelly Monaco, good one. Okay. We won't talk about why because we'll be here all day and I'll get heated. But
exactly.
My snubs / omissions, Kelly Monaco for short. I don't know. I really think it sucks that everyone involved in like the Steve Johnson family got a nomination, except for Stephen Nichols. Can we talk about the fact that Mary Beth Evans and their freaking kid got nominated? But he didn't. I'm confused. And I don't know that these people, we don't know, disclaimer, that these people submitted and even wanted a nomination.
Right, we have no idea.
But as far as we are concerned, like, we think they should have. Okay.
Right.
That's hard. Yeah, I don't understand that. And I don't know, once again, that Steven submitted. But if he did, why did his wife and kid get a nomination and not him? And I'm pretty sure. I mean, they all had the same story. So if they submitted, it was their their best moment of that story that they were all in. So I don't understand that at all.
Right. You know, while I'm not the biggest Liz fan in the entire world, Becky Harp said they had some pretty meaty material this past year.
That's true. She did. Also, I don't know. This is difficult because, like, there's so many people, and if we sat here and named all of them.
I don't understand that at all.
You know what? What about Billy Miller, then, if we're going to play like that? Because Billy Miller, you know, had this huge story where he finds out he's Jason. Like, those scenes in the church, that could have easily been
This is true. Billy Miller,
and I
too.
I think he's great. You know, I know a lot of people don't like him as Jason, but I like him better than Steve Burton as Jason, which people will come at me for that one, just like the Michael Easton thing, but come at me, I will fight you.
Come at me. You know, and speaking of Billy Miller, I have been high on Billy Miller ever since his time on All My Children. I just love
that actor. Billy Miller. I think he's great, and I think he is, first of all, everyone wants to talk about how he's, like, not attractive enough to play Jason, but I think he's hotter than Steve Burton. Just for the record, all the women out there who want to say he's not hot enough to be Jason. No, he's hotter than Steve Burton to me. Second of all, I think he's great. I think he's great. I think the scenes where he found out he was Jason, the scenes with Carly, and then the scenes in the church where he, you know, that was all great. Also, I don't know that Rebecca Budding had enough material to where she could have submitted, but I would have loved to see her.
I don't think she did.
I think she's fantastic. I mean, other than the coma thing and, like, waking up from the coma, I don't know.
I think Rebecca Budding came in somewhere close to the cutoff date. You know what I mean?
Rebecca Budding's been around longer than that. Rebecca Budding came in August, or maybe even July. Actually, I want to know how long she's been on there, because I feel like she's been on there longer than that, but she was, like, in a coma.
Right.
Let me look it up. I had to do it by character, because that's how this thing works. Hayden Barnes, G-H.
Okay.
But I love her so much, and I think she's great, regardless of her character being having ulterior motives towards my husband or not. I think she's great. Also, someone said, why would we want to see a love triangle with Nick Brick and Hayden on the off chance that Kelly Sebald comes back? And my thought was, because someone was like, we don't even care about Nick and Hayden. Why would we care about Nick, Hayden, and Britt? And I was like, okay, you need to stop speaking for the group, because I really care about Nick and Hayden. When someone said, why would we care? Like, don't speak for the group.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think Hayden and Britt may be in cahoots.
That's possible. I think that, I don't know, I'm confused on that whole thing, but we'll see on Monday when the announcement's officially made about who's coming back. Her first appearance was March 20th, 2015.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then she went into a coma in, like, June and July, and she woke up in, like, August or September.
Oh, okay.
I really like them, though, and she's had some good stories. I'm not necessarily
really...
some, like, emotional scenes, but she has had good story. I don't know. I'm trying to think about anybody else. I don't know.
Not that I can think of.
Someone said Jeannie Francis on Twitter, but I was like, Jeannie Francis hasn't had a story since she's been back, except for this whole thing that's going on. She hasn't had anything super emotional.
True, she had not.
I mean, if we were doing this on comedy, then that whole Holly Luke
thing,
that would be up there. Because when they were all laying in bed together and he said, I can't sleep, she said, wonder why. Like, that was funny to me, that whole thing.
That would,
but a lot of people didn't like
agree.
It, but whatever. Anyways,
but whatever.
Also, I don't know, I just feel like the people I really love made it in there, so. Alrighty, let's switch gears and talk GH for a few minutes because we have some time.
Yep.
I love that we didn't think we would have time to do both, and we just knocked it out, and we do have time. But that's because this year we didn't get, like, best writing, best soap, best prenoms. Did you notice that?
I noticed.
We always get, like, everything as a prenom, except the date, except, like, the talk shows.
The prenoms are just the actors.
I thought we always got both, but we didn't have to do both, so we had plenty of time. Anyway, all right, let's talk about GH this week. So, prime performer.
My prime performer, it's tough. So this is a tough one for me. But, you know, I have like two or three. Of course, you know, Emmy Rollin, I just love Emmy Rollin to death. Adam Zampronia and Lisa Placicero for telling off Mary Lomax what she did.
Okay, mine are totally different. I am totally over Dante and Lulu right now. I don't need their drama. Like, either get back together or don't. I'm over Dante
right.
and Lulu's affair story. However,
right.
I digress. My favorites this week were my prime performers, Mari Spinard, because, you know, he discovered
mm-hmm.
he could stand this week.
Wow, exactly right.
Yeah, Lexi Ainsworth, and, well, I actually have more than two for once. As far as being dramatic and being amazing and all that sadness, can we talk about Robert Nana and that whole DA situation and just being funny? Because that was pretty great.
Yeah, it was pretty freaking hilarious.
Because Tristan Rogers, first of all, is the love of my life. Tristan Rogers is hilarious. He... That accent makes everything funny, I think.
Was the love of your life?
Well, he is, but in a different way. Much different. Anyways, Tristan Rogers, I love him so much. I think Robert Scorpio is hilarious to me.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he keeps calling Paul Hornsby Anna is funny to me. He's like, you don't understand,
it's
Anna,
hilarious.
Your boyfriend Paul. And I just, it's so memorable for him to say that to her.
Right.
It's hilarious to me. Plus, he said, Anna, don't you get it? Like, this was last week, but he said, Anna, don't you get it? He has a hots for you. Duh. He has a crush on you. And
that
I thought that was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
They're amusing to me, though. And the scenes they had in the clinic were actually, like, really good at the end when they were, like, getting, like, you know, speaking the truth. And she was like, thanks for running out to help me. And he's like, you know, I'm always here to help, or I'll always do anything for you. Even
right.
if you're my ex-wife, like, okay, we all know that they're being too nice to each other for stuff to not happen.
Mm-hmm.
We all know when they get back to Port Charles, they're going to do stuff.
Can we talk about the mayor for a second?
I hate her. I hate Mayor Lomax. I'm not digging her either.
I'm not digging this mayor.
First of all, I hate Lomax anyway, but I'm not digging the actress playing her. Not at all. But can we talk about that plot twist at the end of yesterday's episode?
That was, yeah. Of course.
Okay, so the whole point in that is...
There were rumblings about that on Twitter that's how it was going to turn out. There were rumblings about that on Twitter, I kind of prepared myself, and I kind of knew a little bit.
A lot of people, though, think that that's the wife, and they think that they did that to, like, make us really wonder, because a lot of times you don't wonder, you know what's going to happen. So a lot of people think
maybe.
That they did that to make us wonder till Monday, because I'm stuck between his wife, because unless
but
this woman is married.
But she did say Parker, though.
Right, but it could be, that could be their last name. I mean,
this
and
is
she
true.
Just didn't say
but,
Mrs.
But,
I mean, she did tell whoever it was on the phone that she would tell their wife. So it could be the wife and
too.
The wife found out, like, he confessed before Christina can tell. Or she said, like, if you don't tell my parents, I won't tell your wife. Maybe he confessed before Christina found out. Because didn't the woman say, I know what you've been doing in the preview? I'm pretty sure she did. So, I mean, she could
Yeah, but there was a Soaps in Depth article that came out that saying actually Jones was playing Parker. So I don't know.
So, like, it could either, A, be Christina's lesbian and we didn't know all these years, which is, like, plot twist of the century, or B, this is the wife, because on the phone she said, if you don't tell my parents, I won't tell your wife, and this woman in the previous says, I know what you've been up to, or I know what you've been doing, something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it could be that that's the wife and found out and went to confront her kind of deal.
Possibly.
I think they did it that way, though, to make us want to creatively place preview.
Yep.
I don't even know what I think. I'm not sure. Like, I don't even have an opinion on it, because I don't know. Yeah, exactly. All right. So, let's talk favorite moment of the week.
My favorite moment of the week was, of course, that whole Sunny storyline. That kind of hits pretty close to home for me, obviously. So
yeah.
So my moment of the week was when Sunny found out that he could move his legs and stand up.
Right. See, okay, I liked that. Oh, I'm into that. My favorite moment, I like the Sabrina and Carlos scene. Like, Sabrina and Carlos, to me, a lot of people don't like them, but I really like them. And I like that they have that really cool, they have, like, that classic, I saw this before on the show, they have that classic soap vibe. Like, they give off a, like, this is 1985 kind of vibe, you know?
Right. We all know Carlos is a mobster, obviously. But when he around Sabrina, he's
different.
Just as gentle as a kitten, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and, like, he has, I don't know, they have that really classic vibe, like, that classic mentality of, like, all we need to do is, like, be together. You know, like, he has this, like, all I need is her kind of vibe, and that's, like, something that doesn't go around much anymore. Like, that's very, like, that's one of those, like, we can handle it no matter what if we're together kind of vibes, like a Stephen Taylor kind of thing. I know. I'm biased. But that's totally what it reminds me of. Or, like, Stephen Kayla, Lucy Lamar, like, it's that super couple vibe.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I'm into them. I like them. My favorite moment, okay, my favorite moment as far as, like, being emotional and being great was Sunny, of course. My favorite moment as far as humor was, of course, Robert and Anna being hilarious as normal. My actual favorite thing was when the police busted in and they said, like, put your hands up, you're under arrest, and Robert said, goody. Like,
oh,
I thought that was hilarious. He's like, oh, goody.
Oh, goody.
Like, they're just so funny to me.
You know.
And I, like, laugh my butt off at them generally,
you know.
Like.
And there's another favorite moment of mine. When that woman came in to the Metro Court and you thought she was gonna rip Olivia a new one, but she praised her.
Yeah. I like
that
too.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite moments, too.
And I liked her moment with Alexis when Alexis said, so are you ready? She said, oh, hell yeah, let's get them. Like,
yeah,
I was
exactly.
But I liked the moment, like, I liked the moment between, like, Sean and, or not Sean, Curtis and Jordan and TJ, too. I liked that.
Mm-hmm.
And that Epiphany Sunny moment was good.
That was
Everything
sweet.
Was pretty good. I liked that. I love Epiphany. I was actually watching an episode of CSI the other night where Sonya Eddie was guest starring, and it was so funny. Nick came up to her and was like, she was like the woman that owned the company, and the guy Nick, he walked up to her, he said, we need to see such and such taxi, and she said, fine, but don't leave it torn apart like the last time, or don't tear it apart. He said, well, we only take them apart, we don't put them back together. She said, see, this is why nobody wants to deal with your stupid ass.
I'll say this real quick, and then I'll get into the announcements. Okay, but Sonya Eddy.
Love my life.
I've seen her play
another one of them.
I've seen her play in several different things, and there's not a role of Sonya Eddy that I did not like.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely. She's funny.
I am a Sonya Eddy fan for life. And that woman can sing. Oh, my God, can she sing?
She tweeted me once and said that, I said, hey, thanks for following. She said, you did me a solid. And the only thing I did for her, I tweeted and said, hey, apparently he's got the hottest man in Port Charles as her boyfriend or something like that. She's like, you did me a solid, girl. Solid. And I was like, okay.
I saw that, but actually. And she...
Coming up.
And she tweeted me the other day, too, so...
We don't have any spoilers coming up. This website is not on it, okay? I'm not into this.
While you're looking up spoilers, I'll go ahead with the announcements. February 2nd, that's this coming Tuesday, we have a singer-songwriter, Stephanie Lee, on the show with us. And let's see. We don't have anything on the 9th because I'll be out of town, which I'm so excited about. And you know I'm excited. we have, on the 16th, we have singer-songwriter Amy Jo Potter joining us. So, and all those times are 4:30 Central.
Yes, they are. Okay, Rumorville has not been updated since November. Whoever runs this website...
Okay.
The spoilers are new. They're not new, like, they're this week's spoilers, so
right.
We already know what's happening.
Exactly.
So there's no new spoilers, so nothing new and exciting. And Rumorville has not been updated, which a lot of times Rumorville goes months without having an update, and then sporadically there's, like, 6 months with no update, and then there's, like, 10 posts in, like, 3 days, and then it's back to the way it was. So, but there are some behind-the-scenes... There's some chatter going on about Greg Vaughn returning as Lucky, and some chit-chat going on about Kelly Thibaud returning. I don't know how you say her last name. I'm going to say it like that.
Yeah.
So we've got a lot. There's a lot of, like, things, you know, circulating, especially the Greg Vaughn thing. Yeah. Well, there's pictures of her at the set. Either she was having fun or she's returning.
The Britt and Brad friendship, they shaded people just left and right.
Dude, that is me and you. I don't know what you're talking about. That is me and you watching TV. Be real.
It's true.
Like, I take him the most ridiculous thing.
Britt and Brad, seriously, though.
Yeah.
They were just like, even though they weren't together... they were a big couple, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, well, I'm thinking if she comes back, then they're going to put her with Morgan, maybe, or, like, make it a love triangle. Because think about it, there's no reason for her to have a love triangle with Nicholas and Hayden. Nicholas is not going to take her back, and he's engaged to Hayden.
Sure.
It's obvious that he wants to marry Hayden. So,
there was a lot of people talking
about they wanted her with Brian Craig, so.
And honestly, that would make the most sense.
Yeah. Like, because Kiki said she wasn't ready for that, and then what if Britt comes to town and he meets her, like, and then he's got, I like this guy.
And then there's Darby chick on the side.
Yeah, I'm into her. I'm into Darby. I think she's cool. I like, she's, like, kind of like that, got that, the way Kiki was when she first came to town kind of thing going on.
Yeah, they kind of age.
So I like that. Yeah, and I like that she's played by Miss Alabama 2014, in case anyone's curious. You know, low-key. But
right.
I like her, and I think that it would be good. But him having three women fighting for him all at once could be a mess.
That
could be like, you remember Carly Palooza, where he had three Carlys in? Remember when he had three Carlys in his head at once? That's what it would be like.
Yes, I do. That can get very complicated.
So, I don't know. It would be interesting. But we're supposed to find out
about
Monday,
that one.
So.
True.
Anyways, we've taken up almost all the time, so.
I think I'm gonna let you go so you can wrap things up, okay?
No, I hate being alone and talking. It's really weird. So we'll say goodbye together. So, y'all all have the announcements. They're all on Twitter. I'm sure as soon as the show is over, Cody will tweet them. So thanks for listening to us ramble about the Emmys yet again.
I've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.
Yes.